You know, we talked earlier that there could be many alien abductions that are actually misinterpreted as misinterpreted that they're really OBEs. Tell me about that and your thoughts on that, William.
Well, as you know, I wrote an entire chapter in Secret of the Soul on that subject because I felt so strongly about it, and I've done lectures on this. There is no doubt in my mind, and this is based on not only hundreds and hundreds of letters that I've received from people. When I receive letters of OBEs from people, and during the course of my survey, I also received hundreds of letters of abductions and other phenomena. And what surprised me is that the letters at the beginning phases of the experience were almost identical. Vibrations, light, phenomena of some kind, floating, moving to a new location, being touched, being probed, strange beings all around you. All of this, to be quite frank, is exactly what happens during an OBE or some element of it. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a crowded universe. And when you leave your body, you attract attention. I've had out-of-body experiences where I was surrounded by people, all asking questions and wanting to talk. And, you know, I'm serious. It's the way it is. And it sounds strange, but that's the reality of it. Once you begin to leave your body, people want to communicate with you. And a lot of people immediately, because of our programming, they jump to conclusion that, oh, this is very strange. It must be an abduction because I'm in a new environment. And also our mind will interpret every event. Remember, we're framing our reality that we experience based on our belief systems. And unfortunately, in our culture now, the alien phenomena culture has become really popular. And I shouldn't say it's unfortunate, but it has slanted our perception of reality to such that people will perceive an alien as being next to them instead of just an astral person.
Right. Possibly. Not to say that the alien abduction is not occurring.
No, I'm not. Exactly. That's what I like to clarify this. I do believe there are aliens. But I also believe that I am one and you are. We are all aliens to this planet. We're not naturally from here. Consciousness is not human. Consciousness is using the human form as a vehicle for consciousness in a dense dimension of reality. When I extend my out-of-body experience, I lose my humanoid form within 5 minutes, and I become like a ball or teardrop of energy, conscious energy. I am not, so it proved to me real quickly, I'm not human. I'm assuming a human form. So this idea of what's alien and what's not gets a little silly sometimes.
Well, and you're right. There are a lot of people on this planet who I'm sure are not human.